Thank you, Damien, and good afternoon. They thought a gun safe would be enough to protect their firearms, but the McKinleyville couple was wrong. Burglars there stole their safe, guns included, according to the Humboldt County Sheriff's Department. Inside the 400-pound safe in the home on Letts Lane in McKinleyville were 8 rifles and shotguns, 15 handguns, and currency. Thieves also took a pickup truck, a 1998 Toyota Tacoma. Lieutenant Wayne Hansen of the Sheriff's Department says the safe was likely taken in the pickup truck, and they have no suspects. Ferndale police hard to find illegal pot in their front yard, almost literally. Police say they recovered 76 pounds of marijuana in the back of a pickup truck on Main Street. The driver said he had stopped to exercise his dog when police saw bales of pot in the truck. Police say they impounded the dog and a surfboard as well. They did not identify the driver. College of the Redwoods political science professor Ryan Ebenaker is a nationally recognized political analyst, and his work and analysis have been featured on news programs and even the prestigious SCOTUS blog, the news and research site for the Supreme Court of the United States. CR announced today that Ebenaker will present his latest lecture, The Voting Rights Act is Dead, and Voting Rights Be Resurrected, on Thursday the 27th at the Campus Theater. Ebenaker will also present the lecture at the Del Norte and Mendocino campuses. He was honored with the school's Portugal Award, given to an outstanding faculty member. The award is named after the school's first president. The Board of Trustees established the award in 1993 to honor faculty members. Congressman Jared Huffman, whose district includes at least 3 cities which may run out of water due to severe drought conditions, has introduced a bill to modernize the way in which the Corps of Engineers manages California's reservoirs. Huffman issued a statement saying that the Corps is still using manuals that are more than 60 years old, and his bill would allow cities and towns to ask the Corps of Engineers to review its water operation and modernize in an effort to better manage the water resources on hand. Willits, Cloverdale, and Healdsburg have all been named as cities whose drinking water supplies are at risk by the State Department of Health. And Huffman has requested an emergency hearing of the House Natural Resources Committee to address drought concerns across the West. In addition to federal action on drought issues, State Senate leader Daryl Steinberg is putting together a multi-million-dollar drought relief bill that would be used for shovel-ready projects in the state. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai and Northwood Hyundai. Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Eureka Police Chief Andrew Mills is working on a new plan to transform the way his department handles crime. The plan is to divide the city into 2 separate jurisdictions and assign a lieutenant to each section. Mills is looking to make the division based on an analysis of crime data. As he points out, it's important to know where crime is occurring within a city before drawing up jurisdictional lines.
So, for instance, 54% of crime in one city occurred in 6% of locations in that city. So if you can control those locations, obviously you have a better shot at reducing crime. Because what we're doing currently is just looking at the whole city and not dividing it all and not having any responsibility for managers to be in charge of reducing crime.
While crime statistics represent one piece of the puzzle, Mills explains that the perspective of the community must be taken into account as well.
For instance, is a burglary a burglary? How many types of burglary are there? There's a car burglary, commercial burglary, residential burglary, hot prowl burglary, commercial shoplifting burglary. I need to be able to delineate all that out so we know where our problems are and what matters most to our residents, because we want to police from their perspective.
Mills adds that other areas across the country have implemented the same kind of jurisdictional enforcement, and a similar measure enacted in Eureka could result in a safer city. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dave Silverbrand.